Any PCT listening statewide one?
KZKJL. Monitoring statewide one.
KYNU. KYNU, KELS. How you doing, Dave?
I'm alright. I'm just finished up the after action report and got that turned into emergency management. And just kind of going over, reviewing the set things and just kind of.
Sounds like fun. Hopefully we did. Hopefully we did better than fall. Always to improve. Sounds like you're at work.
No, we've got the county going on in the background. They got something going on. I think they're sore. So I'm kind of monitoring that. And as far as the set, I think we did pretty well. We'll find out hopefully here by the end of the week where we sit. And, hey, last year we only deployed 13 people. This year we deployed 27. So we much improved from the last set.
Yeah, that's awesome. Who would have known that postcards could be such a good tool? thanks to Tim and WRO for that work.
Is that kind of like Beetlejuice? Yeah, but you only got to say it once in my case. Dave, we got another one, number 27. Brian, I don't know if he got in touch with you by email or not.
Tim Jorgen, my radio was loud in the background, so I was trying to turn it down as you were.
Yeah, no worries. We got number 27 as of yesterday. Another Brian. K-E-8-Z-R-I, he's the Coast Guard guy. He's got a lot of ICS classes already. I'm not sure if he got a hold of you by email or not, but I went ahead and sent a packet out, and I put him on the roster.
Perfect. I appreciate you doing that. Definitely get to know, some of the new guys. And, Christmas is coming, so we'll talk about our Christmas get-together here at this next meeting as well.
I'm actually looking forward to that. Go ahead, Dean. I think we got Dean on too, right? N-A-W-R-O.
Talking shop, so I was just standing by. Not a problem at all. Tim kind of told me that that was something in the works, and I think that's pretty cool.
Yeah, for sure. Do that. Passwords for that stuff, and we don't have the time for it. So if you're, like I said, that is a good avenue to reach out and get people's attention and stuff. So,
Dave, will he be doing TikTok as well as Facebook? Just out of curiosity.
So, Dean, I'm going to have him do just our social media stuff. He'll be over just Facebook right now, or TikTok. I, for some reason, cannot get that to work, so we may just nix TikTok right now, at least until I can get it to work, unless you can get it to work on your side. But right now, I think we're just going to nix it and run with Facebook and maybe some YouTube stuff.
K-N-L-A-X. I'm sure that I could get it to work. Part of what I was curious about was, TikTok's more of a platform for, like, videos and trying to constantly run with that algorithm to make you relevant on their platform is kind of tricky, where things like Facebook, Instagram, and some YouTube stuff, that's, I think, a good idea.
Go ahead, Dave.
Yeah, I would agree. Maybe what we'll do is we'll just keep it to the Facebook and the YouTube for right now, and just kind of roll with that. And then we'll go from there, see how that works, and I'll let you run with that, Dean. My philosophy is if I give you something to do, I don't mess with it unless I just absolutely have to. Once it's yours, it's yours. It's your baby. It's your task, and you can run with it however way you see fit.
Some stuff, send some stuff over so I can, get in. I think a good chunk of updates, events, things that we're working on, stuff like that is very, very geared towards what Facebook has to offer. So that's probably a good idea. I mean, if we find that, a need arises, but I also don't want to not, I want to make sure that the bosses, you, and Tim and everyone, we have an idea on how we want it to look and the kind of stuff that we want to post. So that can be a conversation off air. And like that. All right, I'm going.
Yeah, that sounds good. I think it really helps to divvy up some of this stuff in silos like we're doing, because we're getting enough people to do so. So got to take some stuff off of Dave's plate, man. You had it all for a while there, and it's just not, that's too much. So. Dave, quick question. John mentioned something about the guy that talked about the parades, Stephen. Call ends in UHG. Is he just like a new member on our Discord page but not a member? He didn't fill out that form yet, so don't do anything yet, right?
So Steve has been a member of ARPSC for a long time, so he's kind of a legacy member. But he does need to fill out that that form, so we'll sit down with him here at the next meeting and get him to fill one out. I'm actually going to just make it a habit to bring a laptop with me, and then that way then they can just do it right there. We can get him signed up right there, and that way they don't forget or not do it. But yeah, no, Steve's been involved with the ARPSC for a while.
Would you like me to go ahead and throw him on the active as number 28 right now, and we'll catch up? We still have, three other people to catch up with, which you're aware of, and I'm sure we'll get to it. Or should I wait until he actually does fill one out?
Yeah, go ahead and throw him on the active, Luke. And we'll, like I said, I don't see him being a problem to fill it out. We'll just, we'll have him fill it out. And, I'll probably not do that this week. Today's the only day that I'm going to be doing any type of aid off because, being busy with the FEC, that's what I've done previously. And my wife appreciates it, so I try to oblige and, have a little bit of family through stuff.
A whole lot of sense. So, and that's fine. The timetable is totally up to you, boss, on how you want. I know the marching orders were, we eventually get that retroactively filled. Tom did do his, so we're good with him. And we'll end up having four others on the to-do list. But I'll get Steven on the roster right now. That helps me out just to get it done. Over to Dean.
Okay, KGLAX. Go ahead, Dave. This one's out of my wheelhouse.
We'll get that going. We'll get the Facebook stuff, and we'll get the membership updated here. I've got another thing. I know we got registration coming in. I found a good collaborating platform that allows us outside of Discord to maybe assign things. So if there's assignments or whatnot, we can assign it to each other or keep each other updated on the board. I'm kind of working with it today, just kind of testing it out. Maybe I'll throw it out to you guys, and you guys can kind of play with it a little bit and see what you guys think.
Well, that might be something good, because sometimes I do some work in the middle of the night or, kind of early, very early morning, and it's kind of like I want to notify you, but I really don't want to send an email, and I really don't need a response. I just want to post it, hey, this is done, and at your leisure, you look at it, and, you know, and it, you know, could be leadership looks at it for the good of the order type thing. I'd certainly like to take a look at it. Dean?
For sure. I've also been playing with this, learning to navigate this risk grid thing, and it looks like it could be something promising. It looks like it has to be built up and populated. But yeah, if there's something where you could, you know, divvy out, you know, assignments and have stuff like that, and that's another, you know, app, and that would be pretty cool. I'd be interested in playing around with that too.
Okay, yeah. You know, I'll get that out to you guys, and you guys can take a look at it. And, you know, for social media, we can, you know, throw down ideas and different things on a whiteboard, and then, you know, if you've got some ideas, you can throw that on a whiteboard, and then, you know, we can kind of go over it, and, you know, we know what's coming up, or, hey, maybe this is coming up, and I can post it on the board, and you can see, you know, what's going on. As far as ResGrid, I think what we'll do maybe this next meeting is I'll bring.
Yeah, I got it open on my phone right now, and I know John wants to play with it as well because he has an active version, so do I. I do notice every time I open it up, I have to log on again, which is not a problem, but it's just like before it kept it. But, yeah, we're looking forward to playing with it. I might have missed it, but, Dean, do you have an active version, or are you one of the ones that can't log in?
No, I was actually able to get it to work, and I downloaded the app, the Android app for my phone, and now as soon as I click on it, it opens up, I'm signed in, my name shows at the top, so it's an active thing on my device.
Okay, yeah, you guys should have an active, there's only like a handful of guys that don't have access to it quite yet. So if you've got an email, you should have something active. They were working on it and finally got it repaired, and they wrote me on an apology for the inconvenience, and they were really, really, like, the customer service. I judge a business on customer service, and if the customer service is horrible, I'll go somewhere else. And the customer service to me was spot on, if not above, and so, it's a good app. It's a good platform for our calls. It'll help our net control operators kind of keep track of our guys on the field. And like I said, we'll play with it a little bit more, and you guys will get to see how it works and interact with it a little bit more. Over to Jim.
Yeah, I like that a lot. I'm glad they responded that way, because I didn't really want to ditch it. Obviously, we would if they didn't, but and I think that just the quick thing we were talking before with John is that this might be the solution. Of course, this is definitely in your wheelhouse as far as dispatching and amount of calls and the amount of dispatchers you have to do it. That definitely sounds like something that's going to be helpful. The other item about the to-do list, like a board, putting it up, yeah, just that status reports of various assorted tasks and priority. What is a priority? You know, sometimes you get some ideas, but, you know, winter's coming up, so maybe some of the lower priority could be. But then, you know, I always just like to, you point at something, that's the priority, and then I can just concentrate on that if we get multiple assigned. And then the other thing John was talking about, I think you and Mike were speaking about it in the months to come, about tiny little activations just locally for us, and maybe we could test the ResGrid. Over to Dean.
If I start getting out of print, I'm currently driving in Ira, moving away from the machine. But yeah, I think it would be a good research or a resource. I definitely think if we have time in the meeting to go over that and kind of see both ends of it, you know, from a dispatcher, you know, EOC side of it to what we the side of it that we do and how they correspond with each other. I think that'd be a really good help for the guys.
It will, and it's a good safety aspect as well, because as soon as you put yourself on a call, it will show you show the dispatch where you're at. So if you put yourself on scene, you'll see, dispatch will see where you're at. And there's even a way within the app that you can click on that person, and it'll give you directions to that person. So you'll get a lot of use out of it, I think. I think that's what we'll do this next meeting, is we'll give an update on the set, and then at the second half of the meeting, we'll mess with Raspberry a little bit here. And Tim, I think you would like this other program here too that I'm talking, that I've mentioned, because there is ways to prioritize things. That's, the high priority, it's a low priority and stuff like that. There's chat, so we can chat back and forth, which I've mentioned as well, with dispatch, instead of yelling across the room and, being loud, we can send the chat across or whatnot. I don't know with a county computer if we'll be able to put Discord on there, but this should allow us to be able to do it as well if we're not able to use Discord in the county building. So over to Tim.
Yeah, I heard that was another issue. It just got a bit crazy in there, so you're basically yelling across the room, and they're not used to that over there, and they're saying, guys, you got to keep it quiet. So that's interesting. Nice bit of learning right there. So, yeah, and that would be good on a pretty something, just like a board or something where we can triage, if you will, items to do. And so something just doesn't drop off the list. I'm afraid that's going to happen. I've got things written down all over, but then it's really not that organized. So a place we could put not only what I'm working on, but what everybody's working on for you, so and leadership too. So, yeah, that's good. I know you probably want to not stay on too long, Dave, so you can end this whenever you want. But over to Dean.
Yeah, go ahead. And, whenever you're free, if you want us to kind of play around with that new app you were talking about, feel free. I'm sure you got my email. You got me on Discord, and you probably should have my number. So, and if not, Tim definitely has it. So, yeah, I'll send it back over to you, and like Kim said, whenever you want to have this, because I know you got a lot of work going on, feel free. This is Kilo Gateway, Lima Alpha X-Ray.
Gateway. Yeah, we're going to spend last, we'll get that out for you guys, and you guys can play with it and see what you think. You can link it with your calendar. You can link it with ARPSC's calendar. You can set your own tasks, you can set up stuff like that. So it's a good app. Plus there's a mobile app as well you can download on your phone. So if you're out and there's a question about something, you don't have to whip out a laptop, you can just bring out your smartphone and go from there. So all right, guys, I'm gonna hop off. I appreciate you both, and Dean, try and stay because you're out. And Tim, we'll talk here in a couple hours. This is KYNU, clear after your guys' final.
All right, I copy that. Thanks to you both. I'm going to be clear as well. NAWRO, clear.
Good. 7-3 for both of you, and have the rest of your day. And this is KYNU.
WA meeting. NAWRO. Hey, Wally. NAWRO, were you over here, Wally?
KCAK Joe, monitoring statewide 1.
KCAK Joe, KD8LAX. How are you doing, Tom?
Just PT. Just finishing up the day and then heading to Walmart to get some prescriptions and then heading home.
Probably fun. I'm currently
sitting in a church parking lot trying to get the, see if I can't get an APR to work on my mobile rig because it is incorporated into it, so I was curious about it.
What, APRS for what, for data packet or for communications, or what are you trying to set it up for?
It looks like it's primarily for the mobile rig. It looks like that's about how it's set up for this. It's a PM300D.
Ooh, I'll actually load up their game.
Oh, sorry about that. It's, I believe, if I'm understanding it correctly, it's pretty much a location with some messages that you can program, kind of like a beacon station, if you will. still trying to kind of understand it, but...
Well, I'll be right back, James. Got a phone call. KCAKJ,
okay, yeah, LAX. Can you get done with your shopping?
Oh, no shopping. I was working. Still working. Well, not really. Kind of, sort of.
Oh, I might mention you had to go to Walmart or something like that, so I didn't know if you were shopping.
Oh, I got to go to Walmart for scripts, and I got to find like a little sticky hanger tag for the mic for my Olinko card that doesn't have the regular mic holder, you know, like the Motorola. So it has that little loop at the top.
That's the, it's almost like a flat piece of steel with the cutout in it. Correct me if I'm wrong.
Yeah, exactly, where you can hang it on a hook.
Okay. Yeah, for the set, I ended up temporarily putting my radio in the car and using a lift mount antenna, but I've got this cool little, it's got the standard mic hanger on it, but I've got a little attachment that makes it magnetic so you can stick on stuff, so I took a washer from the garage and a piece of double-sided sticky tape. And now I just stick it to the washer on the dashboard.
Yeah, I'm just gonna go find one of those double-sided sticky tape picture hangers. I'm just gonna stick it here in the truck. And that should keep it up there. Like I said, the Motorola mic, I got the clip for it, so that's right here by my gear shift. If I put the mic down, it stays there.
Very nice. How are you? How are you liking the new truck?
Well, I can get moving better than the other one. It doesn't guess when I need it to go. And my radios are mounted the way I want them. So it's good. I mean, it's a little bit more comfortable than the little one. I mean, the little one was starting to hurt my back. This one here, my leg was a little more straight. I'm not crunched.
Very nice. When we were talking before, I was in a dead spot for the machine. Did you catch any of what I was saying about the APRS stuff?
No, I barely caught all that. That's what I said. You know, I know there's a certain frequency that's got the arts on it. And, you don't want it constantly going, but I know it has to do with communications in regards to like a modem or something. I mean, I know it's packet radio, but I haven't really played with it or really read much into it.
Well, I guess with this mobile rig, it's set up to be able to sneak in out messages, and there's a voice alert feature on it. I guess you're allowed to transmit briefly with voice over the frequency, and the radio will alert you with when someone's within point-to-point. Direct communication. So it's kind of interesting. I've got it up and beaconing now, but I've been checking the live map and I still haven't popped up on it, so I might not be even getting to the internet side of it.
Yeah, I know that if you turn it on in whatever frequency that has it, it sends out that chirp all the time. So it's like, I know I had it on one radio and it just kept bursting out. I'm like, okay, I don't need this. Just doing packet burst every 10 minutes or something like that. So I'm like, no, I don't want to do this.
Yeah, that's what the beacon is. Which is no big deal. This radio lets you mute it. I was actually looking at the map and I see that Riley for St. Clair County is here on that map. And he looks like he's got his car on it. So I'm just playing around, experiment. I don't really see a practical use for it, except for to tell everybody exactly where you are. But it's still a neat thing to know, I guess.
Right. I know KFADQ was messing around with something too on his radio. I don't know if it was DMR he was messing with or something else. I saw on the Discord he was asking a lot of questions, and my mind was starting to bubble from it.
Yeah, I think he's trying to use a handheld radio and trying to do APRS with a DigiRig, which you can do. Like it's the same setup as like WinLink, just different programs. But yeah, I think that's what he was trying to do.
Probably some type of communications with Linux. Linux packets or something. Who knows? If he gets it working, I'd like to check it out. That's a smart kid right there.
Well, correct me if I'm wrong. I'm not sure if you know, but doesn't he do coding or something like that? Isn't he in school for it?
Yeah, some type of software development.
Who knows? Maybe he's the one to make something new for the hobby. This is Kilo X-Ray, Lima Alpha X-Ray for ID.
Oh, that would be good. Definitely, KCKTO.
This traffic out here is horrendous out by my house.
I know, I'm at Hall Road, and I hate Hall Road. The only reason I'm off Hall Road is because I'm going to Walmart over by 94. That I wouldn't be this way, because I hate coming this way. I hate this road with a passion.
I agree with you. It's either dead stop, or if you catch it in the later evenings, it's literally in Indianapolis 500 down that street. It's wild. Same thing with Mound and 16 Mile at night.
Oh, yeah, and 696 is the Autobahn, believe me. But right now it's hindered because they're doing construction. Besides that, you can be doing 75 miles an eight, 75 on 696, and people will be passing you up at like 80, 90.
Yeah, I don't mind getting on 696 with a car, but I absolutely do everything I can to avoid it on the motorcycle, because that's one thing I worry about, and that almost happened to me the other day. I was sitting in front of Lakeview High School on 11 Mile, and some kid started road raging and almost smushed me. It was wild.
Yeah, this is ridiculous. I don't know how Dakota keeps his sanity driving on this.
I'm kind of glad that I'm out of the business of having to be on the roads at these times. The only reason why I was out is because the kid's taking her segment 2 to get her license. She's almost done. So I had to take her to the school, and man, what a worse time. But I'm just getting ready to walk up to the front door, and I got to talk to the wife, so I'm gonna say 7-3s, and I'll be on the air monitoring. This is KELAX. I'll be clear on your final.
I'm good, Dean. I'm sitting there stuck in this stuff here on Hall Road. I haven't even made it into storm nights yet, so I will catch you later. 73 for now, KGL.
Tom, your radio is key down.
KEFPW, Monitor.
KC8KJO, KC8KJO, NAWRO.
Nothing heard,
NAWRO.
Love you, Adrian.
I am.
Me too. NAWRO.
Quorum.
Go ahead, Tom.
Well, I'm running over to Tim's house to pick up my coffee. Cancer that I left there on Saturday.
And I'm at the ice cream place in Richmond. I'm going to be dead in a minute.
Well, I think John's in there as well. John, you go ahead.
Yeah, I got nothing. I just wanted to say hi to everybody and be a smart aleck. Like,
I'm ordering a sundae. Stupid ghost is talking to me and it's interfering with my train of thought.
That's you. You've asked the Dairy Queen.
Did the ghost give it away? Or the skeleton or whatever it is? Shut up. I'll punch it in the nose. I'll put tape on its nose and it won't know I'm here.
Peter. That's right. I had Bear Claw ice cream yesterday. And then sat and watched the boats and a parade.
How's your meeting go, Tim?
It's good. It's good. Just kind of a review of the set, amongst some other things. Not suitable for the air, but we'll fill you in. Tom, how far away are you? Are you going to get in trouble if you don't go home right away? You want to go sit down someplace like at Ted's or someplace, or you got to get home?
Well, I just cleared work, and my wife, my daughter, and I, we all have that app Life 360, so she can face dinner preparation, upon our arrival. So I got to stop by the house for a couple minutes or meet y'all at the Dairy Queen down there in town just for a couple minutes.
Well, you got a little time to stay right where you're at?
Yeah, I can make it in the parking lot. I just got myself through the dresser window.
Is there room in that lot, or we could go over to St. Augustine across the street? Up to you.
Yeah, they're not that busy. There's room in the lot.
Understood. I'll be en route. Tom will be behind me, and we'll meet there in that lot. I only have an HT because I've got the car radio out. I'll be there shortly. NAWRO, clear.
Okay, we can all go to 6. That way you'll be able to hit it. Just why.
That sounds good. I'll back over to 2.6. Actually, Richmond, T25. KACKJ.
Yeah,
K8, that's the area monitoring statewide line. Good evening.